Psalm 51, verses 1 through 6. This is our psalm today as we continue our journey through the Psalms. The psalm is a psalm of David, and it was written when the prophet Nathan came to him after David had committed adultery with Bathsheba. David begins his prayer for forgiveness. Have mercy on me, O God. According to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions. Wash away all my iniquities and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. Against you and you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight. So you are right in your verdict and justified when you judge. Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me. Yet you desired faithfulness even in the womb. You taught me wisdom in that secret place. Psalm 51, again, is that prayer David prayed after his sin of adultery. And here we find seven important steps of true repentance. Let's start with these three. First, repentance is based on the character of God. True repentance begins with a plea for mercy based on God's unfailing love and His great compassion. We desire what we don't deserve. Secondly, repentance acknowledges that all sin is ultimately against God. Focusing on people leads to rationalizing my sin. My spouse wasn't meeting my needs, I've heard that, so I had an affair. Someone caused me to sin. However, true repentance understands that sin is primarily against the Heavenly Father. And thirdly, repentance accepts the consequences of sin. The hard truth is that sin brings consequences, even forgiven sin. And David professed that God's verdict was right and his judgment was fair. Whatever God did was right. Repentance accepts the consequences of sin. Father, help us to realize that our sin is against you and you alone. Don't let us blame our sin on others. We humbly ask that you give us what we don't deserve, your grace. And we base our prayers of forgiveness on your unfailing love and your great compassion. In Jesus' name, amen.